G'day, cultivators. Sam Marwood here from Cultivate Farms. I'm here to talk about how you need to change your mindset and get on track with your farm. We've had a few people get back to us recently around why they think the time isn't right to really dig in and make their farm ownership dreams a reality. And given we're kicking off our sixth cultivator program, which is our farm investment process, our pitching program, the program to help you develop your plan and figure out what you want to with your farm, I thought now was another great time to smash through any excuses you have left. I've been trying to get them out of you for years. I want to get rid of any more excuses you've got stopping you getting onto your pathway to own your farm. So number one, why do you need to be ready? This is not so much an excuse, but a bit of a reflection from our point of view at Cultivate Farms is because you need to be ready to jump onto opportunities. The Cultivate Farms team are continually getting asked to comment on, to talk about, to provide advice on next generation farm ownership. I was on ABC Melbourne and Victoria and Tassie just yesterday for 20 minutes talking about that very thing. And farms and farmers are coming to us, and it's helping us get attention for you to find farmers, retiring farmers, farm ownership opportunities. This means farms can pop up anywhere, anytime, any size, any type of farm, which could mean you, like something that fits your requirements perfectly. And unless you're ready, we can't recommend you. That is number one thing. We need to have farmers ready with a plan, with us full of confidence in you full of confidence in yourself. But again, if you don't have your plan, you're not ready, it's going to be hard for us to recommend you to anybody, let alone these retiring farmers who have a ripper opportunity which meets your needs. So our need is to have quality farmers, i.e. you ready. Your need is to know what you want so you can jump on these opportunities. You need to have a plan, and we need you so we can put you in front of these farmers. So you've got to be ready. That means mentally, and you've got to have a plan and a track record of knowing that you can farm well. This is why we started Cultivator, our program, which is kicking off again in May. Love you all to sign up. Places are filling fast. But it is the best way we've crafted it. It is the best way for you to work through everything you need to make sure you're ready. Again, for yourself, your family, you're mentally ready, you've got a plan so you can jump on opportunities. We know the program works and you just need to take the leap to do it. You've got to have a plan. How many times have I said that? You've got to have a plan, you've got to have confidence, and you need to be able to practice your pitch continually. And you get all these things in the program. So again, please think about signing up. Now, three more excuses. Farms are expensive. Yep, they are expensive, but everyone's heard that for years. But maybe it's more true than ever that they are expensive. And I don't think they're ever going to get cheaper. So up to you. Can you make money off farms in the area you want to farm? If you can't, at whatever the price is, if you can't, look elsewhere. We're getting to that point now. You need to think about, well, am I farming the right stuff in the right place? Think about where you can make money for the value of the land. Maybe you need to move. Maybe you need to think differently. Again, all the things you need to be on top of. Don't sit around saying prices are too much. Think about, well, where can I farm to make money? Or who do I need to partner with who has money or has the land already, i.e. retiring farmers, that I can partner with and prove that this can work. Even if you had the money to buy a farm, I don't think you'd be farming somewhere where the land prices are too crazy that you can't make money. So make sure you know how to make farm well and you can make money, then keep picking the locations where land prices are good enough for you to make a living and do well out of it. So have a think where are you pushing, and don't complain that prices are too high. It's always going to be the case. Think about how you're going to make money and how you're going to do well on that land. Number two, I'm too busy. Life will never get quieter and you can always make time for priorities. You need to sit back and think about, well, what do I want out of life? What am I doing on this planet? And think, well, I want to be a farmer. And if you want to be a farmer and you want to own your farm, you've got to move stuff around and get rid of some stuff out of your life to put that up the top and give it the respect and time you need. Again, we're finding people do this cultivator program, they have a plan, and so many things are clarified through doing that that they are freed up after this program to continually, it's like breathing, be hunting for opportunities, and they need to do a new proposal. They can do it because they've thought through all the why, all the what, all the how, and they've got it written down, a proposal about themselves so they can jump onto opportunities effortlessly. There's obviously time and effort in it, but the mental barrier of having that plan is gone because they've got it and they can jump on opportunities. So you're always too busy, but you always make priorities for the things you really want. So think about, what do you want out of life? What are you doing here? Another one, I'm not ready. If you don't know how to run a farm and make money off it, then you probably aren't ready. That's the bottom line. But if you are working for somebody else, you've got your leasing land, you've got a small bit of land yourself that's not the scale you want, then you probably are. If you know how to, again, make money off the land and do it well, you're ready. It's all about you having confidence in yourself. Maybe others might not think you are, but if you know you are and you're willing to go for it, don't let other people stop you. This is if you can make money, run a farm well, and think other people will back you, you're ready. Go for it. That's it. The Cultivator Program, Cultivator 6, kicking off in May. There is still time to sign up. So please sit down with your family, sit down with your loved ones, friends and family, advisors. Think about what do I want out of life? And if you do want to own your farm, this is the best thing to do. This is why we set up Cultivate Farms to make ownership possible. Cultivator is our shining light program. It works. We've got more case studies coming out with some cool promotions coming out very soon about matches that we've been making recently. Please just take time and consider and chase your dreams. Get a plan. And the best way to do it is to jump on this program. Learn with us, learn with other farmers. Let's get you farming. Thanks for your attention. We know there are thousands of other things you could be doing or other podcasts you could be listening to, but you've chosen to listen to us. We appreciate your time so much. Please reach out as we're happy to work through your farm ownership pathway with you. Let's get you farming.